going on? What's going on? What's going on, ballers? Welcome to another episode of the Beyond the Ball podcast. I hope you all are streaming with us right now live on YouTube, because today we're diving in, and I put out an episode not too long ago. It probably was like last week. And that episode, I was talking about how student athletes can prepare for name, image, and likeness. However, the episode got some good traction, so I wanted to come back and continue to do some educating. So we're about to dive in for another special episode of Beyond the Ball. This is part two of how student athletes can really prepare themselves with some tangible tips and strategies for NIL. Let's get into it.
Welcome to Beyond the Ball podcast.
Ballers, ballers, ballers. Here we are. Here we are once again. And as you all know, what we're a day out, because name, image, and likeness has been released. The legislation has come down in some states, and you know, it's putting the world in a frenzy, right? So before we get started, as we dive in, I want to just let you all know who this episode is sponsored by today. Okay, so we can't go no further without showing today's sponsor. And the sponsor for this episode is Podcasting for Players. We're helping student athletes monetize their message. We're helping student athletes get in position to start, launch, and grow their podcast, ultimately for career success, not just for the moment, but ultimately helping them create a movement. And as you can see the image I'm sharing there, and that was when we partnered with West Virginia, helping their football program understand the importance of podcasting and how it can benefit their student athletes. But all right, let's go ahead and get into it today. Let's dive in. So first and foremost, what we want to be aware of just in terms of name, image, and likeness. Okay, so I'm going to do a little bit of educating, and then I'm really going to lay out about five things that I feel every student athlete should have if they can. Okay, I'm going to lay out about five things. So if y'all are tuning in on Twitter, Periscope, wherever you are, YouTube, make sure to share this with one student athlete, one coach, retweet it, and make sure you subscribe to the podcast, because I'm definitely going to give out some game that I think is going to really serve and support our student leaders. Okay, so here we are. First things first, I want us to highlight this. College athletes can engage in NIL activities that are consistent with the law of the state where the school is located. Also, colleges and universities are responsible for determining whether those activities are consistent with the state law. Okay, so we want to make sure we get that one right there. And then I have one other point I want to hit for you. Then we have right here, want to hit right there, the second point. Student athletes who attend a school in a state without NIL law can engage in this type of activity without violating NCAA rules related to name, image, and likeness. All right. So wanted to just dive in, wanted to share those quick points with you, because I know that you all have not been asleep. And I know that, you know, what's been taking place the past few days looks like some of this, right? Where we're seeing NIL, the laws by state. If we look at the landscape of the United States of America, then we see that there's been bills passed in 24 states. Okay. 24 states. However, the bill is waiting to governor in two states. There's been no bill introduced just yet for about 10 states. And then, just like we all saw yesterday, the effective date was July 1st, 2021, which has been coined hashtag NIL day. So understanding that, right, this is what we've seen. We've seen some stuff like this. I saw yesterday, shout out to Mr. Edward Davis. We actually had Edward on the platform earlier for Beyond the Ball, and Edward Davis, and I saw him post a video of Master P, and right here says Master P says he negotiated a $2.5 million product deal for his son, Hersey Miller, waiting for the NCAA student athlete rules to change, waiting for the rules to change, having things in place, ready to rock and ready to roll. Some of us might be thinking, but John, that doesn't apply to me, right? You might be saying, but I don't know if I'm in the position to generate that kind of contract. I'm in the position to demand that dollar amount or that figure amount. My friend, this episode is just for you, all right? Because I myself, former student athlete, but I was a Division III junior college athlete. And before being a Division III junior college athlete, I played JV in high school. I'm not sure if I even told you all that publicly, but I played JV in high school, Division III. And from there, then we ended up going to what? A Division III university, where I ended up graduating. It's Division II now. So, you know, I can say I played D2, but not really. However, okay, let me go ahead and get to the meat of this. Let me get to the meat and potatoes of this. And if you all aren't streaming on YouTube, tap in so you can share your comments, you can share your thoughts, you can share your feedback. So I have six things that I think every student athlete should have if they can, right? Six things. First and foremost, starting, as you all saw, this episode today is sponsored by Podcasting for Players. That's the program that we've been able to partner with a few universities on, helping and showing their student athletes how having a podcast can ultimately set and leverage them up for success. So the first thing that I think every student athlete should have is their own podcast. I believe that podcasting is going to be the medium to help take individuals from somebody who's the 14th person off the bench, somebody who's the first person on the bench, wherever they are in whatever division, Division 1, 2, 3, junior college, wherever. I believe that podcasting is the medium that will set you up for long-term success. Why do I believe that? For one, according to research has shown that top CEOs, the attributes that they're looking for in their employees, right? The things that they're hiring for, the tangible skills, right? Being able to communicate, being able to have IT experience. Out of the 11, 8 of those can be attributed to podcasting. So the first thing I believe every student athlete should have is their own podcast. What's the second thing, John? The second thing that every student athlete should have, some form of, that they should definitely have some form of legal counsel. Why should they have legal counsel, John? They should have legal counsel because when it comes to contracts, when it comes to sitting down, negotiating, when it comes to making deals, you want to have somebody else in place that you trust. You want to have somebody else in place that's educated on the topic. You also want to have somebody in the room who has your best interests at heart. Of course, when we sit down with companies, they're like, yeah, John, I'd love to sign you on this contract. I would love for you to promote our product. And then they're going to have their legal party either in the room or their legal party already prepared the documents. They're going to be looking for the business's best interests, not yours. Okay. So having legal counsel and having legal representation, if you're in a position to where you can get it, essential. Because now they're looking out for you, looking out for your better interests, looking out ultimately for you to maximize the deal. All right. That's number 1A. Because number one, they got to have that podcast, baby. Got to have that podcast. Number two, a social media manager of some kind, right? This could be an app. This could be a virtual assistant that you hire. This could be, I don't want to necessarily say a friend, unless you trust somebody in that space and you've seen them show their self time and time again. They've been credible, but you want to have somebody that's managing what's going out. Because if you post something on your Instagram story and it's late at night and you're hanging out and you're at a party and you're intoxicated or you were doing whatever you were doing, right? Because knowing that if you're a student athlete, then you're still in college. So you want to make sure that you protect the brand by all cost, by all costs. Okay. You want to protect the brand by all costs. So I say have a social media manager, because if you're logged in, you post something that you shouldn't have, you want somebody to be able to go in on the backside and delete that off. Even if it was posted, and I know everything posted out in the internet and everything posted online is permanent. I know it can be hidden though. And we want to make sure that we have somebody that helps us manage and navigate what we're putting out, what we're promoting, and also being aware of how the world sees us, right? What our brand is reflecting, all right? That's number two. Number three is you want to have a tech expert, right? Shout out to the Black Techie. Shout out to the Black Techie. I'm actually going to put her in on this slide because one thing in regards to, let me just go ahead and put at the Black Techie. Oh, man. We had an interview with her not long ago. But I wanted to shout her out because she's been sharing and she's been shouting to the mountaintops about SMS marketing. And if you're not familiar with SMS marketing, it ultimately allows you to create a platform and it allows you to create a place and a space to where it's a one-to-one communication. So student athletes, if you get with a, if you get on a platform that has SMS, now one thing that you're doing is now you've created the opportunity for people to have an authentic relationship with you, right? Engagement with you. So you want to make sure you have a tech expert on your team, somebody who can show you how to create the website, somebody who can show you how to fix things if they've gone awry on your platform. Because if you don't have a tech expert on your team, something goes down, they won't be able, you won't be able to get your website up in a minute, won't be able to get your website up. That's going to create a problem for you. Why would that create a problem? Because there's individuals out here day after day after day, and they launch products. They launch brands. They launch so multi-million dollar ideas, but then the website crashes. And then when the website crashes, if you don't have somebody in place who can go on the backside and fix it, if the website crashes and you don't have somebody who knows and understands code, if you have too many orders coming in that you can't manage, you need a tech expert on your team, okay? You need a tech expert on your team. And the Black Techie, she's an ambassador for Superphone. And Superphone is a dope platform. I actually have it myself. So get a tech expert, okay? Got the legal counsel, got the social media manager, got the tech expert. But like I said before, you gotta have a podcast, baby. Gotta have a podcast. The fourth one is you want to have a tax professional, right? A tax professional, somebody who shows you the importance of, one, putting some money to the side for Uncle Sam. Somebody who shows you the importance of getting an IRA, right? Getting a Roth IRA. Somebody who shows you how to invest. Somebody who, okay, the Black Techie, I see you, Chris. Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Like I said, y'all, the Black Techie. Get with Chris. Y'all need to get with Chris, man, for real. Because we're going to drop her episode next week. But when it comes to, when it comes to being in a place and being in a position, I'm going to go back, Chris. I'm going to go back just for you, just since you popped in. But when it comes to setting up something called automation to where basically you can print money in your sleep because you have a system put in place, that's what a tech expert does. And with Superphone, that's what Chris has been able to, man, say. The way that she sets up text marketing, it's a different platform. Imagine messages going out while you're asleep and people are either responding or people are buying while you're asleep, while you're playing the game, while you're on the big screen. People are like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, wow. I need to buy this. Right. It's just crazy. It's one of those things. Like I said, but get that tech expert, the Black Techie. Shout out to Chris, the Black Techie. All right. Back to the tax professional. A tax professional is essential because they show you, for one, when you get a check, they let you know that, yes, all of this check is yours, but you need to give some of it back to the government. We have to get to the place in understanding that we understand that just because it all comes in doesn't mean we spend it all, or doesn't mean we spend more than we bring in. So a tax professional helps you understand like the tax laws, which I don't necessarily understand, right? We keep it in the family. So I have my mom every time, you know, at the end of the month, I send her my bank statements. At the end of the month, she lets me know, okay, you need to pay this much to your estimated tax. You need to put this much over here for the IRS. But if you don't have a tax professional, then you won't know those things. So get a tax professional. And then right here, you want to have yourself an agent. If you're in a position to where you can get all of these people, I say it's essential, because legal counsel, on the front end, you're going to pay them some money, but they save you heartache on the back end, right? Because you pay them, we'll say $1,000 to sit down and have a conversation. Now you're not having to pay a $100,000 lawsuit. So legal counsel right there, that's beneficial. If I asked you all, would you rather pay $1,000 to keep you from paying $100,000? Or would you rather just pay $100,000 later? I think you would rather pay the $1,000, right? Social media manager, once again, social media manager is essential because they help you control what's going out. They help you understand, hey, you might not want to put that. I'm not sure if you really thought through that particular post, John. I wouldn't put that out. That doesn't reflect the blame. That doesn't reflect the brand. That doesn't reflect the sponsors that you sign with. That doesn't reflect the companies that you sign with. Just makes sense. Tech expert, necessary for website, necessary for marketing, necessary because the world is going towards everything being online. People having education platforms, people having, what's the platform? Not FanDuel, but there is Patreon, where it's like a membership site to where people get other access to you. What's the other site? And there's other sites to where you can give people access to you. You want to have a tech expert, tax professional. They also, you pay on the front end, but they save you money on the back end. And then an agent just looks out for your best interests. They look out for your best interests. So those are some people to consider. But like I said before, if you're somebody who's in a space, you're like, John, I'm not the biggest name athlete. John, people aren't banging down my door for me to sign an endorsement deal. John, I'm not even a star player. What can I do? What can I do if I'm not the star player? Let's talk about it for a second. Let's talk about it. If you're not the star player, what can you do? For one, if you're not the star player, you can see about collaborating with the star player on the team. For instance, I interviewed Deshaun Hyler from Last Chance U, also interviewed Coach John Mosley, also interviewed Coach Rob, right? All from Last Chance U. One thing that they could do, and I actually saw the cast of Last Chance U doing a great job of this, after the show, what they did was they started going Instagram Live, three and four of them together. So one individual who might have a slightly higher following can bring on another friend who might not have that significant or that high of a following and give them some of their exposure. They can share. That's one thing that you can do. Also, you can look out for different companies who are looking for athletes. Here was one I found the other day, and I'm not endorsed by them or I'm not connected to them in any way. So let me be the first to put that out there and say that. But I saw this brand put out a post. It says Yoke Gaming. It says Yoke will pay all college athletes for posting on July 1st. So that was yesterday, right? So if we began to look out and we began to look for other companies who are doing some of this same similar thing, right? They're looking for individuals who are maybe student athletes, right? They're looking for individuals who have a passion for gaming, right? So that also can set you up for success as well. Just understanding that at the end of the day, getting positioned for positioning is the majority of NIL. It's positioning. And then I had a few other friends just share these posts that I want to share with you all. And then we're going to get ready to end this episode of Beyond the Ball. But I have my friend Maddie share this particular post. Okay. And might be kind of small to see. Let's zoom in a little bit on that. Let's zoom in. Let's see what we can do. Okay, there we go. Maddie said the NIL era has begun. We're already seeing how innovative athletes can be. Remember, this is about allowing athletes to be enterprising, okay? This is about athletes who are getting out there to create value, to try new things. Some will be successful, some will not. It's a chance to learn and take ownership of their NILs. It's not just about money. My friends, I want to come in close. NIL is really the long game. For some, for a very small percentage, I'll probably say like maybe 5%, and that's probably on the high end, are going to be able to capitalize on some of these larger contracts and larger deals. But the reason they're able to capitalize on these is because, one, the following that they've amassed over time, two, based on their God-given ability, right? So they deserve it. But for the other individuals who might get out here and might say, but I want to do something with NIL too, John, then I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you right here, right? Going with my friend, what Kirby Porter said. My friend Kirby said, day one of NIL was fire. Here's my 2 cents for athletes. There's opportunity in playing, once again, the long game. In this lane, you don't chase, you attract. You communicate who you are and what you care about to bring opportunities uniquely positioned for you. Go get it. Go get it. Why am I sharing that? Don't be overwhelmed if you're not getting a contract out off the gate, out the bat. For one, you need to let people know more about you. Who are you? What are your core values? What's the belief that you stand upon? And then as you begin to let people get to know you, just like you all saw Kirby said, then they're going to find you interesting in that respect. And then the right person will come along. But on the other side, some of you might not even want anything to do with NIL. You might just say, I'm just trying to ball. I'm just trying to move on. And I'm trying to make it to the next level. Everyone does not have to take part in name, image, and likeness. Let me be the first to say it. You do not have to take part in name, image, and likeness. However, if you decide to, or if you decide to do like I got, you know what I'm saying? I got my hoodie on. This is my own brand from my first podcast. You can start that. You can print off a t-shirt. You can go to Printful, or you can go to Printify and start your own t-shirt brand. Like I've told you all many times before, you can even create a mock-up of a t-shirt, put it on the t-shirt in Canva, and then see if anybody has an interest. And now you can sell that thing. You can pre-order before you even start with no money. None. But like I said, if you don't want anything to do with NIL, then don't do anything with NIL. That's your prerogative completely. So today, I want to just hop on. I want to just share that message with you all. I want you to be encouraged. I want you all student athletes to know that I, Jonathan Jones, I love you and I want you to win. I don't want you just to win in NIL. I don't just want you to win this month. I don't want you just to win today. I don't want you just to win tomorrow. I want you to win long term. And that's the message that I preach. That's the message that I push. And that's why, going back to today's sponsor, Podcasting for Players, right? Podcasting for Players. John, what's so important about Podcasting for Players? Podcasting for Players is extremely important, okay? Podcasting for Players is important for this reason. I want y'all to get this. Important for the aspect that it allows you, the student athlete, okay, to ultimately build your own platform. From you building your own platform, now you can offer and let somebody know what the terms are that you will be willing to offer them. Imagine, see, it's the role reversal. It's the role reversal for me. It's the ownership for me. It's the ownership. So you let somebody know, yeah, I have a podcast. Yeah, I get this many listens. I have exposure to this many people, whatever it might be. And then you let them know, well, if you want me to advertise your product on my podcast, it's going to cost you this much. Oh, you want me to advertise on the front, on the middle, and on the back end? Oh, okay. Well, that's going to cost you a little bit more. Are you willing to pay? Period. Something to consider. Something to consider. Something to consider. If y'all have any questions for me, just like I told you, I partnered with the University of West Virginia. Also helped a young man. I'm really proud of him. He's out at UNLV now. He has his podcast up now, and we're just excited for him, man. So I'm Jonathan Jones. I'm your podcast mentor, student athlete development consultant, ultimately serving and supporting the people, man, because I believe in the people, because I am the people. So if y'all got podcast questions for me, shoot me a DM, but make sure to follow the Beyond the Ball Instagram page at Beyond the Ball Podcast. Y'all know my Instagram is at Jonathan Jones Speaks on all platforms. But man, be encouraged today, because name, image, and likeness is happening. But be encouraged, because now you have an opportunity to take part in ownership. Ownership's a big deal. So until next time, family, y'all know where to reach me. I'm Jonathan Jones. This is Beyond the Ball, where we help you succeed beyond your degree.